Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. We are on day 36, and the title is, I Never Got Hurt in Football. I played 12 years of full contact football when there weren't many rules to protect the players or the safety built into the equipment like it is today. To me, it feels like every kid is bubble wrapped now. But that's just my opinion in comparison to back in the day. With all that being said, I still never got really hurt. Sure, I had bumps, bruises, cuts, scrapes, and the sprained ankle that I talked about my senior year at homecoming, but I didn't consider anything as being really hurt. As the old saying goes, just rub some dirt on it and you'll be fine. That was the attitude back in the day when I grew up. The other factor is that we played outside all the time. We were in shape and resilient. One major problem I saw with kids when I was doing strength training and weightlifting in Williamsburg was that kids came in and they were very unstable, especially in their core midsection. Everyone stayed home in those days and played video games, and still do for the most part, instead of riding bikes, running, climbing trees, like we did when I grew up, and as a result, they are very weak and unstable physically. It would take me almost a year to correct that condition with some kids. Now, I will concede that I probably didn't get hurt because players in high school and college weren't as big back then as they are today. We didn't have offensive linemen in the day that averaged 265 to 270 pounds like I have right now in high school at Pine Creek, or players that stand at 6'2 to 6'7 like a teenage lineman that I had a few years ago. But when you're as mobile as these young men are right now, physics alone says that you need more padding and better equipment to avoid injury. Now, the point of all this is to lead up to my story today. It wasn't until after football that I received a true injury that I've dealt with my whole life. I'll give you some background. I was down at the beach, and there was one thing that we did that was fun and totally amazing. The sand dunes back then down in coastal Carolina were very high, and we could climb to the top of these sand dunes, back up as far as we could, and then run to the edge and jump off into space and the great unknown. I know that sounds a little dramatic, but that's exactly what it felt like. Because of gravity, we would eventually hit sand about halfway down the sand dune and then launch off again as far as we could go. On some sand dunes, you might bounce 3 times before you hit the bottom and then you'd run back up the hill. After doing this for who knows how long, I was going back for another run. I just couldn't get my fill of this. It was so much fun, so I went back for another. Now, as you run up, the sand on the sand dunes is very soft, and sometimes you can get buried up to your ankle or even halfway up your calf in sand, so it isn't easy. I was tired and my legs were exhausted, and on the way up, I landed wrong on my knee and twisted it severely. I didn't know it at the time, but I had torn my meniscus in a bad way. It was so bad that I couldn't straighten my leg out. Some of the cartilage got lodged in the knee joint, so my friends had to help me back to my car and we went home. I had finished football and was about to finish school, and it being a non-football injury, there was no help offered. I walked on it very gingerly for many months, and it actually was years before I could straighten my leg out. If I was careful with my knee, it would stay in place, and I built up the muscles around it to keep it strong. It got bad when I was working in Minnesota, and a friend of mine at the Mayo Clinic, a very wonderful doctor there in Rochester, Minnesota, got me in to see a knee surgeon and to see what we could do about it. As a result, we scheduled an operation, and that was it. This is where it gets very interesting to me, and God's grace really shines. A week or 10 days before the operation, I went for my pre-surgery visit, and my doctor said he had just come back from a knee conference in France. Maybe you have to be from the Mayo Clinic to do such a thing as that, but that's what happened. And at that conference, they showed a new arthroscopic surgery that would be less invasive to the knee and much better than the current method. The end result was that my surgeon said I should wait. Well, I had already planned to take off 2 weeks to recover and had set aside money for the operation, and now it wasn't happening. However, what was happening in just a few days was a guided trip to the Holy Lands with a group that I was a part of. So I called the organizer, and he said someone had just dropped out that day and there was a slot open if I wanted it. So instead of being laid up in bed for 2 weeks, I was having the time of my life in Israel, Greece, Egypt, and beyond. I probably never would have done that if all these things had not fallen into place. It was just another sign to me of the wonderful love and grace of God in my life to give me an experience above and beyond what I could imagine. Years later, I did get my knee repaired in Virginia with this new procedure, arthroscopic surgery, that only left three tiny scars on my leg, and it's been good ever since.